Probably Monday.
Better get going here. People tell me they got to get on the road. Okay. David, finance and budget report.
Yes. Before we get started, I'll Ann Mead has a notice and a presentation.
Now, I would like to talk to Mr. Porter, address the information item, health services report, first. When Dr. Libby Greeny's with me, director of student of health, WKU Health Services, I almost slipped up there. When we thought it was it would be a good time to bring a report to the Board of Regents. At that time, Dr. Greeny didn't have her wonderful news for her and sad news for us that she would be leaving for Boise State University. So actually, this is her last full day. If she had made it just a little bit longer, she would have reached 17 years of service at WKU, starting at the Preston Center Health and Fitness Lab, working her way up. And she's got an update on the success story of our WKU Health Services. But I just didn't, I know we've had a lot of presentations, but I felt this was important for you to be able, and all of us to acknowledge the wonderful leadership Libby has provided and truly the success story that WKU Health Services has been.
Thank you, Ann. And hello, everybody. I know some of you, but we're past the H1N1, which is the last time we all met, so smooth sailing on that one. But this is just a summary of the past 11 years, and some of you may know. College health has transformed markedly. It's no longer considered what you would call an infirmary anymore. We have pretty much taken this model to what you would consider a physician group practice. Bottom line is we're here to serve the students, faculty, staff, employees, dependents, etc. Friends, dog walkers, really anybody who would like to come in and see us. What really has transformed us, I believe, is the third-party billing model, and that is, you know, innovative in college health, and as a matter of fact, we're actually helping other facilities do that. It truly augments your revenue, and you know what else it does is it accommodates the students who carry health insurance through their parents' plan. You know, nationally, 80-81% of undergraduates are indeed insured through their parents' plan, so what we've done is we can accommodate that. The other main thing is the faculty staff. You know, you carry an Anthem Blue card, so you come in. We've got four primary care docs now. We charge a moderate copay as your plan dictates, and then we serve you. So it's convenience. This is our org chart from 2000. This is our org chart today. What I want to point out is namely where we've improved in the clinical part. This one right here is huge, one of which I'm most proud exiting WKU, is we've got some real needs here in psychiatric mental health issues. You know, it hit the news recently. I think that this position, an advanced registered nurse practitioner who can maintain medications and counseling, is a phenomenal addition. And obviously we'll cooperate with the counseling center, you know, in this mode. So very proud of that. Pretty much here are the staff highlights. Here's the staff at this point. What we do is we do some marketing survey research, and these are just summary charts for you. But what we like to do, and given the comment we just got on the website from Robin and crew, she's absolutely right. And when you run a business, healthcare is a business, your customer service. We've been on our website for years. People look at your website. They want it easy, convenient, and informative. One more thing. The other thing about word of mouth in healthcare, right here. That's it. If people are satisfied with your services, they're going to tell somebody else. We're looking at our current hours of operation. As you know, most physician offices are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's pretty much what our model has become because we have to incentivize MDs to work there. So we're doing that, and we're watching. And where it looks like is people, and I understand this, is maybe a little bit after work to until about 7. And then again, though, is the staff will have to manage the staffing needs and things like that. Okay. Marketing, too, is we're proud of our relationship with athletics, and you may have seen us on the scoreboard. We do pay retail for this. You know, we pay full boat, which is fine. But I'm proud of this one, too. And what we just did, and I wanted to, I don't know if Craig's still here, I wanted to do another 5-year extension before I left, so I think we snuck that through, just so you're ready to see that. Okay. We also do health education, and we also participate in national surveys. So it's one thing to say, what's your issue at Western? But these are issues that students are reporting both at Western and in a reference group. So what it enables us to do is target our programming. So this is what we're going to be doing more of there as we roll along. The other thing, too, is for the faculty that give up class time for us to do the survey, thank you, because these are some of the results that we're getting. And we know that we do appreciate you giving up a class. Also, here are the top 5 health problem students, and we say self-reported because self-reported is just indeed that. Typical of any of us, I guess. We also do what's called a Stall Street Journal, and we place those strategically in some of the restrooms around campus, and we give out health information in that regard. So again, you got to say, okay, we're out there doing certain things, but why are we doing them? Is there any effect? And in healthcare, you've always got to be measuring the effectiveness of your outcomes. So we're doing that, and so at least we'll say, okay, I think they're getting something out of it, so we'll continue our energies in that area. This is our total visits by month, and it looks busy, but all I'd like to show you is since 2000, here are total visits to the health center. And then in 2010, we're up to about 19,000. And you can tell what our heaviest months are, obviously. September, October, November, February, March, and April.
And which is the opening of the building?
Opening of the building is right here. So look at that.
But you can see the incredible growth in patient volume even before we had an adequate facility.
Mm-hmm. So thanks to John Osborne and his crew. Beautiful health center. This is just busy, but I want you to know that we do keep track of daily volume as well, and a lot of this goes into staffing. You got to know what are your busiest days, and then you want to know how to staff accordingly. And this is just an example of demographics that we keep track of. Faculty, female, male, staff, female, male. And we know freshmen, graduate students, juniors, seniors, sophomores. And I know it's a busy chart, but I just want you to be aware that we are tracking it, obviously in aggregate. And then what you want to do is be able to see if you're missing something. And what we have noticed is that our graduate student usage is increasing. So that's a good sign. It was very, very low before. And that's just the same thing, but another month. This one's kind of cool in that we've got the old model, too. It used to be called Student Health Center. Well, that's fine, but we wanted to change the name so it was more inclusive to faculty staff, so we named it the Health Center, basically. And we've invited faculty staff to come in, and you've got your usage right down here of increased. So 3 out of 10 patients are now faculty staff. So that's good. Same thing, just a different color scheme here. You've got red is the faculty staff visits among all of your visits, which are blue. And that just gives you a visual. This one is budget. Here you go. You've got July 01-02, and all I want to show you here is deposits. Just these are just revenues from our services from that to that last fiscal year. Point is that, you know, it's budgets are tight and all that, but when you work hard and you augment your revenue in other ways, such as the third-party billing, you can not only meet needs for the revenue, but you can satisfy your patients at the same time. future ideas are to get accredited with a healthcare body, and that's pretty much just checking off the boxes and showing that you've got policies for this, infection control, storage, all those things that you're forced to do, which is good, and then you've shown that, and it's a flag to fly, really. What I think would be kind of cool is if you take some of the earned revenue that we've had, we've established a $1.2 million reserve in our operations, maybe be creative and think about funding some scholarships. I don't know about rules and regulations in terms of budgeting, but you know, if you've got a need for psychiatrists on staff, or I would highly think, you know, why not fund some scholarships, and then you can guarantee your services. You know, kind of like when you pay for med school and then they owe you like 4 years. So it's, again, that think outside the box type of mentality, but who knows. And this, of course, you know, I know one of the goals for WKU is to increase research, but we've got a lot of data going on at the health center, you know, and we can collaborate with Health and Human Services. Faculty want to do research, health education. I think that's a good road to go down as well. Our accreditation timeline is mapped out and we're on target, and it looks like the staff, existing staff, will achieve that at the end of December, and I think that'll be something to be proud of. And that is the health center. Yeah. And, you know, when you clean out your files after 17 years and you move from an old facility with historical aspect to a new facility, you know, it's interesting. I'm coming upon and I see some medical charts for some guy named E.A. Diddle and some guy named Dero Downing. It's just blood pressure readings.
Yours or theirs?
What about
But I'm like, we've come a long way, because we've got what's now called electronic medical record, where it's in a password. It's four times passwords to get in there. So, but interesting. But this is what medical charts used to look like. So I have checked with our university council and see if we're violating any major HIPAA code. But you may want to put this in the museum or something.
Well, I think you can see the tremendous success under Libby's leadership and what a new facility can do. What Libby and I have focused on for the last year is how to prepare the staff for accreditation. Because if you think of a business model, what may be the largest reason for a new business to fail? They don't know how to manage their growth. So while we know we have excellent physicians and staff services, and we would love to be a resource to this entire community, and you could achieve that by aggressive marketing, and all of a sudden you find a patient volume that may not align with your staffing and some frustration that would occur, and if patients are not satisfied with the service they get, then the word of mouth, and you'll be your own worst enemy. So what we've talked about for at least the last year is how do you manage your growth successfully? And the most important thing that we think we need right now is to establish the accreditation and the quality measure that we can use for marketing, and then design our growth plan that will align with our ability to accommodate it within that facility and the staffing plan that would come with it. But while you had a lot of presentations, I would have fallen on my sword to have allowed Libby to have this opportunity with you before she heads to Boise.
I want to thank Libby for her efforts here and put this in some context for the Board of Regents. About 11 or 12 years ago, and I don't remember exactly when, but 10 or 11 or 12 years ago, Randy, you may remember, this board dealt with a very difficult issue involving student health services at the time. We had an operation that had, I think, a doctor and a nurse, and we were in the hallway that we just walked down in the academic complex, and And it was a lost leader for the university, and we weren't following good business practices. We weren't third-party billing. We weren't billing insurance companies who had insurance on our students that were using the facility. It was archaic, and we were leaving quality service on the table. And the debate that the board had at the time, do we privatize it or not? And we ended up attempting that. And the debate was, will we lose money, or will we chase chase students away who have to file for their, you know, if we file for their insurance? And the board took a bit of a risk. First, made the decision to privatize. The company that we chose when we did a bid and privatized with a healthcare provider that would come in and operate it for us, they went bankrupt about a year after we went with them. My dates may be off a little bit, but something like that. And so then we just said, okay, we're going to do it ourselves. Libby, take it.
The date was March 8th, 2001, I believe.
Thank you. and we said, heck with somebody else. I was convinced that there was a business model that was good and profound, and if we did it right, we'd drive up business and provide a better service to more people. And so we blended the medical the service aspect and the business aspect, and both are thriving. And you've done a great job, Libby, and we're in your debt. We wish you well in Boise, Idaho. And we're all coming skiing this time next year. But congratulations and thank you, and we wish you the best, and we'll be challenged to find the next director that will measure up.
Well, thank you, Gary. And nobody does it alone, and we couldn't have been as successful without the support of all of you, my supervisors. So thank you so much. And I'm sitting here thinking, Western, so why am I leaving? I'm like, there's so much, but hey, you know, so... But Boise
Whether
State...
You get to oversee, name the areas?
Health, counseling, recreation, and wellness. So it's
so just...
Yeah, it'll be
all
cool.
Your clients will be blue.
You know, Boise State, they're pretty big on their Broncos, but don't worry. They're going to know who the Hilltoppers are.
Thank you, Libby.
Thank you very much.
All right, back to the beginning of our agenda. We have a few items that won't take long.
I'll direct you to page 47. First action item is the second quarter statement of revenues and expenditures. The recommendation is for approval. I'll entertain a motion, then we'll have a summary and discussion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Motion's made and second.
And I'll only point out that it is positive news. Nothing to be alarmed about. I felt a little bit better with Dale Brown's report on late admissions, because I do monitor that spring revenue number. When I looked before the holiday, I track spring receipt. Spring billing is a percentage of fall. We were at about 83.5%, which tracks exactly with our normal student behavior. But it's a little scary to think about that the habits of our students to make some decisions so late that you only have you're at about 83.5% of where you want to be. As of this afternoon, we were at about 98.6% of the budgeted revenue. So there'll be more today, more on Monday, and I can trust from the enrollment management folks that we will meet budget. We're doing well on controlling our expenses. I believe the division heads had some concern about a potential budget reduction, maybe one that we had not heard of. We wanted to wait a little later in the fiscal year to be certain that Kentucky's economy was moving in the right direction.
We've in the past had some serious conversations over the Christmas holiday about the governor calling and saying, get ready for another reduction. So the phone didn't ring, and I think that most of us are pretty comfortable in releasing some of the funds that we may have been holding for a reduction. That's not to say there isn't a reduction. We do know that we have a reduction of about $1.5 million that we will implement this year. And we do have, based on the enacted budget, approximately $800,000 to carve out of the budget. So administrative council will start that endeavor of how to reduce the base budget over the next 4 to 6 weeks. But otherwise...
Total, Anna, it's about $2.3 million that we'll need to reduce in this biennial budget yet to be taken.
That's correct. But anybody that follows the higher education clippings, that is a modest decrease compared to what many states and higher education systems are facing. And on the other side, a lot of states are still responding with extraordinary increases in tuition to get by, and Kentucky has chosen to continue with very modest increases to be very sensitive to the students. So I'm normally, as part of that doom, gloom, and despair team, I usually chime in pretty loudly. I'm not sure which one, but I'll tell you that I'm more optimistic right now than I have been in quite a while, that Kentucky is pulling through this better than many states. But yes, we'll be back with a reduction plan of about $2.3 million.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion? If not, call a question. All in favor of the approval?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. On page 49, item point 32, this is a request to approve additional revisions to the 2010-11 operating budget.
We bring this forward because these are unbudgeted funds. The largest component of the expenditure authority we're requesting relates to funds that were generated in fiscal year 10, either by excess revenue, not budgeted and expended, or under expenditures. We do budget what we call carry forward, or our net assets. However, we are usually pretty conservative in the budget process, so we bring forward a request to expend surplus funds from last year. You have in your board materials a little narrative that is related to each of the divisions that would be receiving these carry forward funds expenditure authority. You have some small items that have come in. For example, we celebrated the World Council Gifted and Talented Children coming to WKU, and we're budgeting revenue. So most of the revenue other than the net assets would be associated with programs that generate their own funds, and we return those funds to the divisions. The division heads are here if you have any specific questions about how they will be using their carry forward funds.
I had a question for Dr. Miller. On the $183,000 in a carry forward for the minority faculty hiring incentive program, when if this action passes, will you be notifying the department heads these funds are available? I know a couple who'd love to talk to you.
I know who you're talking about.
Okay, but you'll be in touch with them shortly?
Absolutely.
Okay, they're waiting.
Okay, the recommendation is that this be approved. I'll entertain a motion that it be approved.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Is there further discussion or questions? Call a question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Action item number 3.3 on page 52 is a request for approval of faculty and staff actions which have previously been approved through administrative channels, but and include all those through January 1 of 2011. And do you have any comments on this?
you, in a second mailing, did get a document that is consistent with your actions at the last meeting. We'll make sure that it's included in your materials in the future. But what you have for the first time is a short description of why increases greater than 5,000 were recommended for individuals that have assumed either added duties or reorganizations or equity or market adjustments. So while we have used a column called salary increase reason with an abbreviation and a description essentially, rather than just telling you added duties, now you have a narrative to describe those more.
Motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion, further discussion or questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. And the last item is 3.4. This is a request for approval of sabbaticals for 2011-2012. I hear a motion that this be approved.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any comments or discussion?
Anything about the specials?
No, it's a place to review some of the plans that you have. I think our faculty did some really outstanding things. I do want to add, I guess, that in the letter that I wrote expressing my recommendation that you granted, I urged all recipients to use the new fund wisdom they gained in the sabbatical to come back to their campus and share it with faculty and students.
Any other questions or comments? I'll call the question. All in favor of the request?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous approval on everything today. Anything else, Sam? That's all that's on the agenda.
Okay, David. Thank you so much, sir. I want to, before we leave, Dr. Ransdell has done what I consider an outstanding little document or paper here on, he's reviewed the first half of 2010, or year of 2010, and goals that were to be set, and explains what has happened and what he's proposing for kind of a halftime report. And I want to pass these out for your all's review. He would accept any feedback from you on that. Gary, did I say that properly?
Well, this is our annual process that's prescribed by the board in anticipation of the performance review that you will be doing.
We will be getting that out. We may try to revise that evaluation sheet a little bit. It's been somewhat redundant for the last couple of 3 years. But that'll be forthcoming before within the next couple of 2 or 3 weeks, I think, is what we spoke about. But I've read a little bit of what he's written there, and it's very, very informative, and continue to commend him and his staff and administrative staff and faculty for jobs well done in times of economic problems throughout the state and the nation. You all have done an outstanding job, and likewise as he, under somewhat adverse conditions from time to time. Only other business, and I won't go over this, is just a calendar of events for the next remainder of this year. And if I would recommend now adjournment unless there's any other business that anybody would want to come up with.
There are two things in your packet. One, I would call to your attention, or in your material, the newsletter from the Prada College of Arts and Letters, very well done. This particular issue focuses on international studies among faculty and students in Prada College, but that's a well done college newsletter that I commend to your reading. And then the second one is, John, you want to pass these out? We will have at our April board meeting a report on our sustainability efforts, which have been impressive. But they just got this report in for 2010 on campus sustainability. So that's something you can look at in anticipation of the report you'll receive from Christian Ryan Downing and others involved with our sustainability effort in April.
Any other comment before we adjourn today? I recommend adjournment. Do I have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
All right. Thank you all very much. Very nice meeting.
Thank you.